Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, please email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, before we do get started, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners, and you can support the show at support.greatdetectives.net. Also, I do want to let you know what we have up on Saturday at greatdetectives.net. I posted my review of the Poirot movie, The Hollow, and you can subscribe to my reviews on your Kindle, have them automatically delivered to the Kindle, and you can try that service out free for 2 weeks. But now it's time for today's episode of the lineup. This one is called The Charles Crock Clobbering Case. Let's take a listen.
The lineup.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, we will take you by transcription behind the scenes of a police headquarters in a great American city, where under the cold, glaring lights will pass before us the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. This is the lineup.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, hello, Quinn. Hey, you look tired.
I am tired. I was on a 24 that worked into a 48. I don't think I've had 6 hours sleep since Wednesday.
The Bulati stakeout?
Yeah. And this weather.
Sure hot.
Yeah. You have some witnesses?
No. Just looking around. Dull upstairs.
I'm glad we can use a low.
May I have your attention, please?
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
You people out there on the other side of the wire in the audience room, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. My name is Cogger, Sergeant Pete Cogger. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I'll call off the number, their name, and charge. If you have any questions or identifications, please remember the number assigned to the prisoner as I call his name. If you're sure or not too sure of the suspect, have him held. The questions I ask these suspects are merely to get a natural tone of voice, so do not pay too much attention to their answers, as they often lie. Okay, bring on the line. All right, keep it moving. Right over here to the end of the stage. Now turn and face front, hands at your sides. Now when I call out your number, step out and face the screen. Keep your head up so everyone can get a good look at you, and talk up so everyone can hear you. Okay, number one, Leonard Strickland, robbery. Where do you live, Leonard?
7765 Orange Hill.
What's your business?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do? What kind of work?
Well, I'm not employed. I used to be a carpenter.
When was the last time you worked as a carpenter?
The last time? Well, I guess that was about 5-6 years ago. Oh, yes, at least.
What kind of jobs have you had since then?
Oh, well, I've done lots of odd things. I was a window washer for a while. I worked at a gas station and labor gangs for the city. Oh, I've done a lot of things.
Who were you with when you were picked up?
Oh, a guy, Stanley Halloran. And he was picked up, too.
Is he in the line?
Sure.
Point him out.
Him. First one.
Number two, Stanley Halloran.
Why, you want I should step out?
No.
To call my number.
Stay there.
When?
When what?
Do I step out?
I'll tell you.
He was just pointing you out to the people out front, Stanley.
Oh.
You're next.
Okay.
I'll take care of it, Leonard.
He ain't so bright.
Oh, wait.
You ain't.
Okay, bright. Knock it off.
I'm sorry. You just don't understand things.
Hold on.
You don't.
Now,
come
shut
on.
Up. Just answer my questions. That's enough.
Sorry.
He talks
too. Shut up.
All right.
Now, when you were arrested, Leonard.
Yeah?
Did you have any weapons on you?
Weapons?
Guns. Knives.
You had the biggest shotgun you ever saw.
Now, listen. I told you not to talk unless you were asked.
Oh, stupid. He's just plain stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Leonard.
Yes?
Did I ask you how stupid he was?
No.
Then tell me about the shotgun.
It was a shotgun, an old one.
Double barrel, pump, what?
A pump. I bought it.
What was the caliber?
16 gauge.
Okay, Leonard, step back. Number two, Stanley Halloran, robbery. Well, come on, come on.
No?
Yeah, step out.
Yeah, see? He's stupid.
Get him off the stage. Take him down to the tank. Okay. Now, where do you live, Stan?
Hello.
I said where. Where do you live?
I live down by Jefferson.
You live down by Jefferson?
Yeah, Jefferson, Big Long Street.
What's the address?
2365 East Wilton. It's up from Lincoln. I guess it's really not down so much. Kind of in between.
This is turning out to be my lucky night.
That's nice.
Did you have any weapons on your stand?
No, I wouldn't even carry the shotgun.
Were you driving a car?
No, I wouldn't drive it. I didn't even want to do the job much. I didn't feel good.
Was Leonard driving the car?
Yeah, that's when he wanted me to hold the shotgun, but I told him, not on your life, and he had to put it in the back seat.
What kind of a car was Leonard driving, Stan?
I don't know.
Was it a sedan, a coupe?
It had a back seat. I suppose it was a sedan.
What color was it?
The back seat?
The car.
I don't know.
All right, step back.
Did I talk loud enough?
Yeah, you did just fine. Now step back. No, the other end of the line.
Did I get my same place?
The other end, Stan.
Okay.
Number three, Arthur Willoughby, robbery. Where do you live, Arthur?
99 North 109th. I got it cold.
What do you do, Arthur?
I'm a painter.
What kind of a painter?
House painter.
Where do you work?
I'm not working now. I work for Ajax. Yeah.
Oh,
were you arrested with anybody?
I see.
No,
for
I was
sure.
Alone.
Any weapons?
No.
You have a car.
Yeah, 3742.
Pete really had himself a couple tonight.
Yeah?
Well, what's up?
Just got a call from Small over on Adams.
Oh, what is it?
Homicide. Officer on the beat found a dead man in an alley.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, it's down here. Come on, let us through, please. Let us through. Thank you. Thank you. The officer on the beat, Miller's a new boy, found him.
Uh-huh. Hello, Doc.
Hello, Ben.
Crockett and I have been over the alley. We couldn't find anything.
How long has he been dead?
Well, let's see, about an hour, not anymore.
How'd he die?
Beat to death. I'll tell you more as soon as I get him downtown. All right, boys, clean it up. Got a cigarette?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure hope it cools off. Didn't sleep 5 minutes last night. Thanks.
All right.
When do you want my report, Ben?
Soon.
10 o'clock?
Okay.
See you.
Night, Doc.
Thanks for the cigarette.
Sure. Any identification, Small?
Well, there's a wallet. Here it is. That's all he had on him. The name's Farmer.
Mm-hmm. Stanley Farmer. 79 East Weston.
That's not too far.
Well, let's look around.
I'd say the fight took place in this part of the alley. You see the big can?
Uh-huh. Yeah, caved in.
Yeah, it looks like one of them fell over. There's blood on the pavement near it.
Mm. Hey, shine the light on the wall. Over to the right.
What are these buildings on either side?
The warehouse and the department store.
A fight like this, someone must have heard something. Warehouse or a department store would have a night watchman.
Well, if you heard anything, you'd have taken a look, but... Well, we'll check anyway. Let's walk down the alley.
Right.
Cover the wall on this side and this part of the alley with your lights, will you? How about the other end of the alley? Where does it lead?
It's a dead end.
Wonder what the other guy looked like. The dead one was really worked over.
Well, might have been more than one guy working him over. Yeah, hold it a minute. They were even fighting here. More blood.
Scuff marks. Rubber heel shoes. They're fresh marks.
Well, the biggest part of the struggle looks like it took place back there. Well, shine it down here.
What's that?
What? Where?
Shine your light down there. Down there, Small. No, over by those cans. There.
Feathers.
Feathers?
Yeah. Looks like part of a woman's hat or something.
It's a pretty funny-looking hat. The cans
bones are dumped over here.
Oh, this might be something.
A lot of junk in this alley.
Well, we'll go through every bit of it. Any other time, it would be just junk. We'll check it all. Keep the alley blocked off. I'll call in and have them send some boys down to keep it clear until morning.
Okay.
Well, let's go, Dave. If you find anything, we'll be over at Farmer's house, then back to the station. I'll call from Farmer's and give a phone number.
All right.
Pretty late. Maybe he doesn't live with anybody. Boy, it's hot.
Ring it again. Now, wait a minute. There's a line.
What's going on?
We're police officers. All right if we come in?
What do you want?
Does Stanley Farmer live here?
Yeah, he ain't home.
We know he isn't.
Who are you?
Frank Farmer. I'm his brother. Come on, what is it? What's wrong? Stan get into trouble or something?
I'm sorry. I can't tell you this any other way. Your brother's dead.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
We'd like to talk to you about it. Maybe you can help us.
If you don't feel like it now, we...
No, it's okay. I think I should break up or something, but I don't feel anything. I should feel awful, but I don't.
Well, maybe if you had a drink.
I don't drink. Frank dead?
He was found in an alley.
Look, come on in the other room and sit down. I can't think too straight. Been asleep. Gosh, fellas, this is, you know, miserable. I'd just make yourself comfortable. Gosh, I think to wake up to you, sleeping your head off and stinking doorbell, yeah. It's funny, I was dreaming of a bad one. The doorbell just jarred me and it rang a couple of times.
We didn't know if your brother lived
You know, I swear that this is the darndest thing. I got along with my brother great. I guess I loved him as much as anybody, loving a family. I just can't feel much. I'm numb.
We want to find out who killed him.
Yeah.
Do you have any enemies?
No. No, if he did, I didn't know about any. He's a nice guy. Early, so I had to get in the sack early.
You work?
Yes. Stan and me, we work together. We got a service. I'm sorry, fellas. It's getting...
Well, we can talk about it
later. No. Let's get it over with. Got a job, and I'd like to help. Stan was a good kid. I'm older, that's the way I kind of always talked about him. He really isn't... Really isn't anything, is he now?
Look, Mr. Farmer,
No, just a little while getting around to it. I haven't cried in a long time. I felt like I should. Go ahead. I'm okay.
What time did Stan go out?
Before I went to bed. Early. Around 7, maybe. Had a date.
A date?
Yeah, he's seen a girl. Her name is, June. June, he told me.
You know where she lives?
No, he told me June. June Colton, something like June Coleman. Yeah.
June Coleman?
Yeah. We've been seeing her for about a week. I've never met her.
And you don't know where she lives?
No.
Where we might be able to find her?
He met her in a bar. It's Stillman. It's only about 3 blocks from here over on Madison. I don't know the address.
We'll find it.
You think maybe she had something to do with it?
Your brother say much about her?
He liked her. Her name, he told me at once, maybe twice, and then he liked her. That's all he told me.
And you can't think of anyone who might have it in for your brother?
No. Look, I'd tell you if I knew. I guess there was people who didn't like him. Who likes everybody? But I don't know anybody who'd want to kill him.
Well, we may want to talk some more.
Sure.
And we'll check on the girl.
Sure. Look, I think I ought to see him.
He's pretty badly beaten up.
This is something...
Yeah. You'll have to identify him sooner or later, but if you don't mind a suggestion, wait till tomorrow evening or tomorrow afternoon late.
Sure.
Well, good night, Mr. Farmer. And thanks.
Sure.
Come on, Dave.
Think it'll ever cool off?
I don't know.
What do you have?
We'd like to talk to you. We're police officers.
Okay. Watch for me, kid. Be right back. We can talk in the kitchen.
Well, that'll be fine.
Okay.
You know Stanley Farmer?
Stanley Farmer? Yeah, I know.
Regular customer?
Pretty regular. Been coming in for about a year, I guess.
Know his brother?
Yeah.
No girl named June Coleman?
June Coleman?
Yeah.
Blonde?
We don't know.
Friend of Stan's. Good-looking blonde.
Well, she's a friend of Stan's. He had a date with her tonight.
Yeah, I know her. Real good-looking doll. Blonde, like I said. She came in with Stan tonight.
You know where we can find her?
No. Mind if I ask what this is all about?
Stan's been killed.
Stan?
You say he was in here tonight with the girl?
Yeah, that's right.
What was she wearing?
Huh?
Do you remember what she had on? What kind of a dress, hat?
I don't pay much attention to those things. Stan's dead? She was a pretty nice kid, that's too bad. What had happened?
That's what we're trying to find out.
Did the girl have on anything with feathers on it?
Feathers?
Yeah, like these.
Yeah, she did. Funniest looking hat I ever seen. Feathers like that on top.
What time did Stan come in with the girl?
Came in about 9 or so. Left around, well, I guess it was here for a half hour or so. About 9:30 or left, I guess.
Nope. You don't know where she lives?
No.
How long has she been coming in here?
Oh, about 5-6 weeks.
She come in alone?
No. First time she came in with Charlie.
Charlie?
Charlie Phillips. Been a customer for a long time.
Was Charlie with her the night Stan met her?
No. She'd been coming in for 2 or 3 days without Charlie. I figured they had a fight or something.
And where does Charlie live?
I don't know for sure, but he's a fisherman. Commercial fisherman. He's out sometimes on the boat for 2-3 weeks at a time. When I saw the blonde come in alone, I figured Charlie was out with the boat.
He have his own boat?
No, I know for a fact he don't. He always talks about getting his own boat when he's in here lust of the eyeball. Always is he's going to get his own boat someday and make a lot of money. I always tell him as long as I make booze, he ain't going to save enough to buy nothing. He just laughs and just trying to get more and more tank. He catches fish and he drinks like him.
Who does he work for?
A fellow named Cassidy. Nice old guy. Brogue and everything. I don't know what the name of his outfit is. Probably Cassidy, something or other. He's proud of his name, and he probably uses it every time he gets a chance. If his business is named anything, even better, it's Cassidy, something or other.
Well, look, Cassidy or Phillips or the blonde come in. I want you to call the 16th precinct.
The 16th precinct?
Yeah, ask for Guthrie, and if I'm not there, ask for Quine.
Guthrie or Quine?
That's right.
16th precinct, Guthrie or Quine. I got it.
Thanks for your help.
Sure. Count them again.
Yeah, we'll probably do that.
Bet it gets cool in the morning.
Wait till the sun comes out.
If I could stop it, I would. What time's it been?
It's close to 5. Cassidy. Got a pretty big place.
And a pretty big sign. Bartender knew what he was talking about.
Hey!
Yeah?
Know where we can find Cassidy?
You found him. What can I do for you?
We're police officers, Mr. Cassidy. I'm Lieutenant Guthrie. This is Sergeant Asher.
Oh, hi.
And we'd like to talk to you.
Well, don't have too much time. Just going out. Yes, sir. Taking the Cassidy fleet out.
You have a man working for you named Phillips?
I have, Charlie Phillips.
That's right.
Yeah, but if he don't show up in the next 5 minutes, he ain't going to be. What do you want him for?
We just want to talk to him.
Well, he ain't showing up yet. Should have been here about 2 hours ago.
You know where he lives?
Sure, sure. I got his address in the office. I'll get it for you, but then I got to get in the boat on the way, you know. Come on over and I'll unlock. No, hold it. Here he comes.
Phillips?
Yeah. Well, come on. Look at him. than in a fight already. Where you been? The poor old lady.
Okay, I'm late. I'll make it up.
You bet you will. These guys want to talk to you.
Yeah?
Police officer.
Police?
Probably about the fight you got into last night.
Who says I got in a fight?
Oh, I suppose you got the shiner.
I didn't get in no fight.
We'd like to talk to you, Charlie.
I gotta get on the boat.
Have to wait.
Well, I can't. If you're not down in 10 minutes, we'll sail without you.
All right. Come on, then. Let's get it over with.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Thanks, Mr. Cassidy.
Oh, don't mention it.
Okay. What is it?
You know a man named Farmer?
No.
Stan Farmer?
No, I said no. I never heard of him.
How about June Coleman?
Yeah. So what? I know her.
How long have you known her?
Look, you guys, if I don't get on that boat, I lose my job.
I'm sorry, but we need some answers. You'll get on the boat as fast as you give them to us.
Okay. I've known June for a couple of months, I guess.
Where does she live?
What's this all about?
Where does she live?
Over on River, 245 South River.
Where were you last night?
Look, I'm going to miss
that. Did you see June last night?
Yeah. Now, look, you guys, I'm getting a little tired of this. If I lose my job, you guys are going to be sorry.
Where were you last night?
I was out.
Out where?
Out with June.
June Coleman?
Yeah, I was out with her until real late. Then I went home, ask her.
I will.
What time did you get home?
About 3 this morning.
What time did you take her out?
About 7.
And you were with her all evening?
Yeah. Hey, there go the boats. Come on, get out of my way. I'm going to lose my job. Come on, move it.
Don't get rough, Charlie.
Listen, you stupid flatfoot. You just
now
made...
relax.
Well, you relax.
Hold it.
Okay. You don't have to pull the gun. I won't give you no trouble.
Let's go, Charlie.
Okay. Where are we going?
I think we'll go over and talk to your girl.
My girl?
Yes, June. The one you were out with last night.
What do you want to talk to her for?
Where did you get the black eye?
I got in a beef.
Last night?
No, night before.
Tell us about it.
Well, there ain't much to tell. Some guy got nasty and one thing led to another. You know how those things are.
No, Charlie. Tell us how they are.
We got in a beef, that's all.
You come out on top, Charlie?
Oh, I don't know. I hit him a couple of times. I guess who wins a fight? That's why you guys want me? They're getting in a fight?
That's right.
Well, it wasn't anything. The other guy was all right.
Who was the other guy?
I don't know. Just some guy. You know how those things start. We were drinking, having a couple.
Where were you drinking?
Where? In a bar.
What bar, Charlie?
Well, I don't know. I was in a lot of bars. I don't remember which one I got in a fight.
Well, maybe June will remember.
I wasn't out with June.
You said you were.
I said I was out with her last night. I got in a fight the night before.
Oh, yeah.
You go to a bar last night?
Yeah, we went to a bar.
Which one?
Well, we went to a couple.
Name them.
Oh, Stillman's.
Over on Madison?
Yeah.
Get in, Charlie.
You're going over to see June?
That's right.
She ain't gonna like being waked up this early.
We'll apologize.
It's down further, 309. Oh, she's gonna raise the roof. Oh, this is it. Look,
knock on it, Dave.
Guys are sure making a lot out of a lousy little fight.
The fight we're interested in wasn't a lousy little fight.
But I'm telling you...
Okay, you told us.
All right, relax, I'm coming. For Pete's sake, Charlie.
These are cops.
We can handle it, Charlie.
Cops?
Can we come in, please?
I just got out of bed.
I told him I was out of
school. You don't talk, Charlie.
What is all this?
Can we come in? Or do you want to come down to the station with us?
Well, I just got up. Come on in. Charlie, what's going on?
I told you to knock it off, Charlie.
If you wasn't a cop...
Wait a minute. I want to know what's going on. Gee, you drag a girl out of bed.
Charlie tells us you were with him until about 4 this morning.
Yeah, that's right, I was.
He picked you up about 7?
Yeah.
See?
You know Stan Farmer?
Stan Farmer? Yeah, I know him.
Been out with him?
Yeah.
He was killed last night.
He was? Oh, that's so terrible. I didn't know him too good. He was killed?
And you were in Stillman's bar with him last night.
She was with me.
Yeah, I was.
You were in the bar from about 9 o'clock to 9:30 with Stan Farmer.
Charlie.
And you were wearing a hat with feathers on it. These feathers.
I told you.
And
she
found those feathers in the alley where we found Stan Farmer's dead body.
I don't know anything about it.
Where did Charlie get the black eye?
I got it.
You shut up.
Look, you...
Charlie, for Pete's sake, tell him.
Shut up.
No. No, tell him. I don't want to get in no trouble.
Shut up. Keep your mouth shut.
He killed him. He got us out together
and he... dirty little...
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, thanks, Ben. Big boy.
All right, Miss Coleman. Tell us about him.
Well, he caught us out. I've been seeing Stan.
He killed Stan?
Yeah. He caught us and dragged Stan in the alley. Stan didn't even see it coming. I ran, and then he came here later and told me he'd killed him, and if I ever went out with another guy, I'd do the same to him. He turned me straight out of my wits. If I'd known what he was like, I'd never have decided to go with him. Honestly, I didn't have nothing to do with it. Ask him. He'll tell you I ran and I didn't have nothing to do with it. Come on. Charlie, wake up and tell him I didn't have nothing to do with it. Charlie.
You better get into some clothes and come on down to the station.
But I swear I didn't...
And we just want a statement.
A statement?
Charlie will be out for a while.
Big ape. Dan was a nice boy. He treated me nice. Big ape.
You better get something on.
Okay. Let me ruin the best hat I got. Big ape.
Welcome back. Well, that was quite a comedy duo they had in the lineup today. I've never seen such a funny pair. Not too over the top, though. You know, if the other guy wasn't just really stupid, I think they would have a future on stage in the prison. And sorry about the missing bits on these on this episode. This one already edited for the most part, so only have 24 minutes of show. Alright, well now we turn to listener comments and feedback, and Clarissa emails in. Hi, I'm not sure, but based on my limited Wikipedia searching, it looks like they this is in regards to an episode a couple weeks ago when they mentioned H-type blood. It says it looks like they might be talking about the HH antigen, otherwise known as the Bombay blood type, as that is where it was occurred and is the most common. According to, now this is super rare, 4 out of 1 million people have it, and the people with it can donate to all types, but cannot receive blood from anyone except people with this rare HH antigen. It was also discovered in 1952, so this episode of the lineup was probably topical. Thanks for all the great mysteries. Well, thanks so much, Clarissa, and that does make sense. We did receive comments I want us to thank. Kind of repeated the same point, but I want to thank William and also Celeste. Thanks so much for sending along the answers. Now we turn to letting you know what we have coming up tomorrow. Today was our 1100th episode. Tomorrow we're going to celebrate with our 1100th episode special. And I think you'll like it if you enjoy police procedurals. It's an episode of a series we haven't played here and normally wouldn't, but this is very relevant with a fine little mystery. It's an episode of Cavalcade of America. And our main star and leading man is none other than Gregory Peck. And I'll tell you more about tomorrow's show tomorrow, so be sure to be listening. Well, that will actually do it for today. Send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.